You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I feel very grateful that I had never been truly depressed in my life, and that was the first experience of depression for me. And it was,
I would do it.
It was horrible. I mean, again, especially I saw the world. You can't, you know, for anyone that's never experienced, just like if you even try to not talk for one day, it's a really interesting experience. For one, it made me a better listener again, which I'm grateful for. And it made me appreciative of my voice. But just kind of feeling like you're in a bubble outside of real life, like you're just observing everything and you're not contributing is it feels like you're a ghost in a weird way.
When life gives you lemons, what do you do with them?
Over here at The Squeeze, we talk about it.
Those are bad. I'm just gonna stop clapping now. Oh my gosh. Max, welcome to The Squeeze.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I can't
Thanks
clap is what we here. Just discovered.
Yeah, do you wanna show everyone?
No,
your
I don't want actually.
Show us your clap.
Okay. We clap before the episode so that the audio is synced. Okay, but I tried to do it like an ASMR, like but
oh,
it
you
didn't.
Try to do it for the mic. That's
yeah,
why you always
yeah,
like
I think
that.
That's why I always
Got
do
it.
That.
I always do yeah, I yeah. always do that.
Skull
above,
ooh, yeah, no skull.
So, are you a Knicks fan? We were talking about basketball.
Die hard.
Okay,
and it's been my whole life too, being from New York. So it's like they're just starting to be good, and it feels
it's
really
fun,
exciting.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
fun right now.
But you know,
oh my gosh,
it's been a lifelong journey.
Is that your sport or?
Yeah, that's okay. The basketball. One. I'm a little more fair weather for the rest of the sports.
Yeah. Okay.
But for Knicks, it's like that's you know, I go to Lakers games as a Knicks fan with my whole gear on and
I
stuff.
Love
it's
that.
Yeah, yeah, just unapologetically got
to
do it.
We just went to a football game
too soon.
Yeah, I know, it's really sad. Still,
I'm really sorry, guys.
It was the NFC Championship game that the Lions were in, and they lost. But it was in Santa Clara, and it was a little. It was my first time being at an away game.
Mm.
I never like supported a team at an away game
Very
before.
Very different experience.
It is, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. You're like, you're looking for other fans that are the same. You're like, are we together?
Yeah.
Can we?
Oh, yeah. Well, I ended up having I think I'm just going to share this story.
Okay. Go ahead. I don't know if you need to say the second part.
What?
No? You want to proudly say the second part?
I want to proudly say it.
Okay.
It was a moment. I think Lemon Drops would be proud of me. Would feel me. So after the game, you know, we were sad, we're leaving. Me and two of my girlfriends are walking out and we're walking to the elevator to leave. And this guy who was a 49ers fan is like plastered. Like he is,
yeah.
He's gone. He had a good time. But he walks by us. Well, we hear him down the hall yelling, Niners, like so loud. And then as he starts walking towards us, he's probably this far away from me and my two girlfriends. And in our face just starts screaming like Niners. And we're like, wait, what the heck? And then he like turns around and continues to scream at us. And we're like not doing anything. We're minding our own business.
Yeah, yeah.
I get this urge and don't even think twice about it. But I turn around and I literally.
What did you do?
This is out of character for me. I'm not a confrontational person at all. I turn around and I literally go, "You're giving away your dick size."
Oh my
to him.
God.
And then he stopped yelling. And my friends were like, "What did you just say?" And I was like, "I don't know, but I just got in like mother mode and had to protect
Good
my
for you,
friend."
Quinn. That's a high five right there. Come on now. No, you show him you got it.
But they were like, "Do you think he heard you because he was screaming so loud?" I was like, "He saw the hand motion. I think he got the gist of
he
what
knew
I was
what
saying."
I meant.
Yeah.
But yeah, that just happened. So
there you go.
I'm still trying.
Story
to
behind that is you have to stand up for yourself,
yes.
You know, and your loved ones.
Yes, I like that.
And your loved ones. Okay, well, we start each episode off with a little thing called Citrus Got Real.
Yes.
This little jar has a bunch of questions.
Ooh, here I go.
If you want to grab one.
Hey.
Thanks for doing that, babe.
Here we are. How do you feel about corgis? Spectacular question. Just saw a corgi the other day on a walk and thought to myself, I have a one-eyed Yorkie. His name's Wink. He's always winking.
Wink.
I love
him.
He's amazing.
No,
but I always say to myself, if we were to ever get another dog, a corgi would be the one.
They are so funny.
They're just great.
They're so cute.
They're great bodies.
So your dog was born without an eye.
Yeah, he was a rescue. We like met him on the streets in New York when he was two. And it was one of those things where it was like this little adoption center on the street, like with one of those trucks. And he got in our lap and they were like, oh, there's someone else in a family interest. We're like, no, this is our dog right now. Sorry. Yeah. He's our baby. And that was it. He's been in our family ever since.
Shut up. Yeah.
I can't with Wink. That's that is really the cutest great. Thing. I really, really we great. Have two dogs and they're a lot. They're both like 60, 65 pounds. Like it's a lot having two large dogs. But when the opportunity arises, we will have three when one of them carries on.
Yes.
I want to get like a dog like that that has, you know, like maybe like three legs or like just like so sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're so cute.
Yeah. He has like one ear because he has the one eye. One ear is always on the other side up because he's, you know, compensating to make sure he can hear stuff. So it's like the non-eye ear is always up. Making sure.
You have to show me him after this.
He's a great guy.
Oh my gosh. That's way too cute.
Yeah. Corgis are. They're adorable.
Fantastic dog.
Yeah.
Fantastic species.
I like when they run.
Oh yeah.
I'm literally
their little legs.
Yeah.
They can't swim, right?
No, I think they can. I've seen videos of them with a little life vest on swimming.
Is it Frenchies that can't swim?
Oh, with their lungs. They just got lungs that are just
they don't have the swim. Endurance for
it. They don't got the endurance.
It's like the little legs. They got like these big thick bodies and then these little.
In my mind, I imagine like the corgi like floating on the water and the little legs going. Like that's how it works in my mind.
Yeah.
But maybe we consider one. Maybe we get a three-legged corgi.
A three-legged corgi.
You just got to get a swim instructor for your corgi and be the first.
He'll do swimming lessons.
with little floaties on.
Oh my gosh, that's too much.
Corgi floaties.
Okay, so we love having like musical guests on because I just love hearing like where.
You really do.
I do.
You get very excited when
I love music. I mean, we're talking about I grew up dancing. I just like, I can't sing at all. So I'm not musically gifted in that regard, but I love music because I dance.
Of course.
It's something that I love and love learning about. But when did you start like getting into music?
So early. I was 5 and just growing up in New York, I'd see like Broadway shows. I was a big theater person and I would see all of those and I would reenact them on my living room table, my underwear for my family and stuff. And music was ingrained. And then also growing up in New York, a lot of busking like on the subways and stuff and with my little ukulele and I would just like be in Central Park and all of that. So it was an early age and it's just been there.
Are your parents or do you have siblings that are
No, musically? Only child. Parents are both little tiny lawyers. So no.
I'm an only child too.
Oh, cute.
Child squad.
Yeah. I don't know where it came from.
What the heck?
Yeah. But my dad's a little ham. You could tell he like really... We were just, it's a long story, but my dad's name is Dan Schneider. I'm going to make this short. People might think, and I was on Nickelodeon at one point, but he's not that Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
I've never met that Dan Schneider, but my dad, Dan Schneider, he's a wonderful guy. He's a nice little short king.
So funny.
And anytime we do TikToks about me explaining that he's not that Dan Schneider, he's like, I can't, I'm excited to be in the TikTok. Like, you can tell it's in his blood. So that's probably where I get the little like performer gene.
You were on Nick,
I was.
Right?
Literally have never met that Dan Schneider once, which is kind of crazy.
My.
Yeah, it's just a really unfortunate coincidence.
You literally clarified to me 30 minutes before you showed up because I was like, because I know you as Max.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, full name, Max Schneider. And then, you know, I was reading about your Nick shows and she was like, you just said out of nowhere, you're like, no relation to Dan Schneider.
Well, yeah, it was one of the first Google things that popped up.
I know.
Oh, so this
for
is
me,
a thing.
That's how I knew that.
It's been a thing. We just clarified it with my queen, Ella, the social media queen.
Okay.
Like last week, we were like, we have to address this in
because
some way.
Everyone's
like, Nepo baby,
Dan Schneider.
I'm like, no, I don't get any of the good Nepo baby stuff. I'm not a Nepo baby.
Oh my gosh. I have a question that I just thought of. Out of like all of your, because you've done, you know, Broadway, TV, movie, all that stuff, and like music and performing now. Which one has been your favorite? And do you like want to like re-explore something, or are you like, I'm sick into like singing, songwriting?
Music for sure. Like when I'm on stage, you know, in any environment, but especially like on stage in an arena, it's just
nothing compares.
It's
to
just
that.
I feel the most alive. I feel the most.
Yeah.
Oddly, I feel the most comfortable. Like it just feels like that's the job I'm so happy to do. But the rest is always fun. Like any little acting things. I'm just not that good of an actor, so it's like I try it sometimes. The last acting gig I did, I was with. I don't know if you guys know Paul Dano, that actor.
Yes.
One of the best actors. And I had this scene in this movie about the Beach Boys, and we're just across from each other. I was like, oh, I'm never gonna be like you. You're like so good at this.
He's a goodie.
But I was, you know, I'm down to do it sometimes. But music is forever for me. It just feels where I'm the most alive.
Well, great. You're good at it. So thanks. I'm fine with you.
It's working out.
Thanks, guys.
You like being a part of like the industry and just being involved in all of this for so long. Was mental health a part of your life growing up, or was it not until like being like fully in the industry?
Yeah, I've gone in and out of therapy my whole life. Just it's been a part of, you know, even when I was really, really young.
Wow.
But I would say that I got really serious about it when my daughter was born like 3 years ago. And I think the balance between, you know, all the pressures of what we do and the boundaries, making sure that, you know, hate comments, all that kind of stuff, like making sure that there's that boundary. I've done so much work with my therapist now that's just made my relationship better, my parenting better. And it's better to separate like Max, the music guy, to like Max, the lowercase dad, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it's always been a part of my life.
Yeah. That's cool. That, how old were you, do you think, when you first started?
Like 5. Yeah. Really, really young. Yeah. Yeah. When I was really little, I think my parents, I had like anger issues when I was a really little kid. I'll just be open about it. Yeah. So I was like a little angry little kid. Maybe that's why I'm hopefully nice now. But, so I did that when I was a kid, and my dad did therapy too. So there was not as much of a stigma even at that time, which was really nice
to grow up with. Yeah. You definitely do not like hear that. It's always like the child, you know, discovers therapy later on in life and then gets the parent to go.
Yeah, that's usually what we hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Experience. Which, by the way, I have been doing. I really encouraged my dad to rediscover it recently. And it's been so cool to see, because it's not for everybody. Some people like to do the work on their own, but I've seen such a huge difference in sort of encouraging him to do it, and our relationship's better. And it's awesome to see it work in a positive way.
Oh my gosh.
That's really cool.
As we all know, February is the month of love. And while this month is all about showing people in your life some extra love, don't forget about yourself. It's so easy to think negatively about yourself. I know recently I've been super stressed, and whenever I get stressed, I break out, which my concealer is currently covering. But just for Valentine's Day, I started breaking out. But it's time to show yourself some love. We love talking about self-care on the podcast, and one of my favorite forms of self-care is taking care of my skin. If you guys follow me on social media, you know that skincare is just one of my favorite things. My mom's an esthetician, so it's definitely been passed down to me. And I think it's one of the best things you can do to truly just feel great about yourself. And it's kind of just like a little bit of confidence boost. Whenever my skin is clear, I feel great about myself and my appearance. So we've partnered with Apostrophe, an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get a customized acne treatment for your unique skin. As we all know, everyone's skin is so different. So I love this approach, really unique to your own skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. Simply fill out the form online about your skin goals, your medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan just for you. We have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/thesqueeze when you use our code thesqueeze. That's savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, go to apostrophe.com/thesqueeze and click get started. Then use our code The Squeeze at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. As the weather starts to get warmer and we're slowly getting into spring, I'm using this as an excuse to completely revamp my closet. I don't know about you guys, but my closet is completely full and it's just a little chaotic at this point. So I am ready to revamp it, because I also feel like I've worn everything in it and when I go to get dressed, I feel like I have nothing to wear. I hold on to pieces for way too long. And now that I've found Quince, I feel confident in letting go and starting to collect staples that work for any occasion. Quince has high quality, affordable pieces. And the best part is they're priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. My personal favorite piece from their collection is the Magnolia Cashmere boat neck sweater, because I can dress it up with something like Quince's silk skirt, or I can pair it with jeans for a more casual look. The opportunities are very much endless. Quince's pieces are timeless and transitional, so you can easily wear the same pieces from more than one occasion to the next. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/thesqueeze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/thesqueeze to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/thesqueeze.
You mentioned it. You started really, you know, diving into it or back into it when your daughter was born. How has it been, you know, being able to separate and prioritize not only being a husband, but being a father and being, you know, a traveling musician? Like, how has it been, you know, being able to give each of those entities their own, you know, what they deserve?
It's the best. I'm you guys are both very career oriented, and I'm sure you can relate to this, that for most of my life, career was first. I was just right. Like, I was just on the, I'm got to keep hitting the goals and make my family proud and all that stuff. And then, you know, when my daughter was born, and I love my wife so much, but I mean, I think she'd even attest to that. The second I really prioritize, they're number one, and everything else I plan around them now, you know, my daughter's school, all that's, I'm touring in a different way now because I want to make sure that I'm there for their life and for her life. And
yeah.
Sometimes they come on tour with me, but it's really empowering to make sure that they really are number one, so that everything else, it doesn't mean as much, which is nice too. Like, I can enjoy it more. I'm enjoying like an album coming out in a few weeks, and usually I would be so stressed. Is it going to be enough? Is it going to chart? Yeah. And the difference now is like, as long as I wake up to my daughter's little smile and I'm hanging out with my, like, if I start the day like that, then the rest will affect me in a far less aggressive way, you know, whether it's amazing or terrible. So it's been amazing. And funny enough, I'll never forget that, like we said, going back to the Knicks thing, I had done the anthem with them for a long time.
Okay.
And they would give me seats, and it would always be nice, but I never got those court sides. And I'll never forget, my daughter was born and they were like, hey, will you do the anthem at our playoffs game? And I was like, I'd have to fly across the country. My daughter was pretty young. And I was like, guys, I love this, and I'm grateful, but it was the first time I sort of put my foot down and said, like, if it's not like the dream scenario, I can't do it. And ever since, they put me courtside every game. It's been amazing to see the empowerment of, like, because of the priority being them, the other things, when they happen, it's in the way that I dream of, rather than, you know, just doing it to hopefully, you know, it'll be the goal next time. But you guys are obviously, do you do therapy as well? Are you on that same journey? Of course, I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, we're much later to the game than you were. I mean,
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, it's only been a couple of years
for us. Yeah,
and we go in waves where we're like good about it, and you know, make sure that, you know, we're staying on top of it, and then we'll get busy, and then we fall out of it. I'm like, Rick, we haven't seen you know, anybody in like 2 months.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're. It's great.
We're going next week.
Amazing.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Our thing is,
she just tells me.
Yeah, he doesn't know like what a calendar looks like. Well, that's just because that's just not your personality. You don't like to organize a calendar. Love a color coordinated organized calendar.
Yes, you do.
So I'll just like text our therapist and schedule him an appointment. And then the day before, I'm like, maybe you get therapy tomorrow at 11.
Amazing.
He's like, oh, okay.
It's nice to recognize each other's what each other needs are in that way, I guess.
Yeah. I was reading about this metaphor that you have talked about that you learned in therapy. And I could you tell us and our listeners a little bit more about it? You talk about this inviting people into your car.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Is that is that like a personal space thing? What is that about?
It's I would say the best way to describe it is it's definitely a personal space thing. Like maybe even if there's an important meeting you have, or, you know, I'm in your car right now. I'm in your house, your world. And I think it's important, my therapist says, to balance that, because, you know, it's important to have people understand, you know, your space and respect your boundaries being in your world. And then the same being outside of it for their boundaries. And so he says that to me a lot, as far as especially, you know, there's so much anxiety that can be induced when you're not comfortable. And I think that even if it's as a metaphor, you know, making sure that, you know, if you have that big confrontational meeting with somebody you work with or something, making sure that it's, is this a time where it needs to be in their car, or do you deserve it to be in your car, I guess. And in the same way, you know, sometimes when you feel out of control, I guess that's the best way to make it as a metaphor. It's like you really can't control much, but how you react to those feelings. And if you make sure, sometimes, again, like I'll take a meeting at my house with people that I work with sometimes, just to be like, come into my world for a second so that I feel the most comfortable here and we can accomplish the goals.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the best way to describe it. But it's been amazing to me. Anytime I start spiraling with something with my therapist, he'll be like, all right, you're not in your car right now. Let's bring them into your car and figure out how this makes sense in your world. And I think it helps me to, like, even, you know, on the weekends, like, you know, trying to be respectful of the other people's time and space, and making sure that you know, respect those boundaries. It's such a big boundary issue, I'd say.
It's amazing what a good metaphor will do.
Like, I love a good metaphor.
Love a good metaphor.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite things when we have guests on and they share like a metaphor of theirs.
Oh, yeah.
I like take it and run every time. There's so many of them. And I love that one's so good. It.
Yeah, like in EMDR, we learned about like the putting the thing in the box and like taping the box up and putting the box away. But then
when we start the session, like mine looks like a clear, you have to like envision what it is.
Yes.
Mine's a clear glass jar with a black top lid.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, like one of those pretty aesthetic.
Mine's like
ones.
A dusty cardboard box.
That's on
like
brand.
Packaging tape.
with it like half hanging off the side. Yeah. But yeah, when we start, you bring it down and then you take it out and then you put it back in and then you close it up and put it away after your session's done.
Interesting.
I love that. That little metaphor.
I actually have another one that I should have told you before, but this is my favorite metaphor that my therapist has done recently. It's really helped. He says in these moments of conversations, maybe I'm in a fight, maybe my wife and I have an argument, or you're just, you know, listening to someone else, imagining the clear plexiglass between you and them and really listening and just observing rather than reacting emotionally right away. Mm-hmm. And that one's been really helpful because sometimes I have a bad habit of jumping on people's sentences like that. I'm trying to be a better listener. And that one really helped me to just say, like, let someone really express themselves fully and don't give a, like, really listen behind that plexiglass. So anyway, that one's been amazing for me recently.
That's great.
I like that one too.
Yeah.
How long have you and your wife been together?
We're 8 years this year, which is crazy.
My gosh.
We have a wild little love story. It's so funny. We met and we started dating and we got engaged in 4 months after starting dating.
Wow.
And then we got married 9 months total after dating.
Wow.
And we've been together. Yeah, this is our eighth wedding anniversary this year. So
you just like knew.
Just knew, yeah. And she's British, so she needed her green card. All that kind of stuff was a factor. Okay. But like, it also was just, she was just like, I want to be married to you. And I was like, oh shit, okay. Wow. Yeah, I want to be married to you too. Let's do it.
Oh my gosh.
So that was cool.
That's awesome.
Our best friends, they're Australian, and the husband, he was coming out here. They'd been dating for like a bit, but they ended up getting engaged one day, married the next, and then moved from Australia to here the next day.
Whoa.
Like it was like really quick.
And how long were they dating, you said?
How long were they together? A little longer than you and your wife
longer.
Were.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Were they not together for like a year? No?
I don't think they were together for that long.
Not for that long.
Johnny and Jazz lives now.
Okay. How about you guys though? When engagement to
we are
stuff?
The opposite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which I knew because I knew my husband would take a long time
That's
to
beautiful.
Do that.
You guys are happy. Good.
Yeah, we've been together for 6 years. We've been married for just over one.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Year.
I proposed at 4 years. We got married at five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we just,
I knew it was going to take a while because he had the ring for like, how long? Like 9 months?
Yeah, it did.
Also, COVID was a factor, and I was like working as a nurse. There was, we were like dealing with stuff, so there was a lot of things. But I knew he's just like, he's so sentimental, which I love.
Aww.
And I knew that it you wanted it to be absolutely like perfect. Like it needed to be the perfect moment. So I
just didn't, my biggest thing is I didn't want to, I just thought, yeah, I need everything to have like meaning. And yeah. I didn't want to just do it, to like just check off the box.
Of
like,
course.
We both knew, you know, from the very beginning.
Yeah. That I mean, yeah, we said, we were, I love spend you after forever like a together. Month.
So it was never a question of that. Yeah, I just wanted, I wanted it to like be at the perfect time. That was like perfect for both of us. We both had so many different things going on in our individual lives. And I wanted us both to be in like a place where we're happy and we can celebrate.
Yeah.
You know, getting married and spending the rest of our lives together. So I just needed like the right time. I had the ring like hidden away in the house for 9 months.
Oh wow. Yeah, just
so I was ready. I was just like, yeah, just waiting for the perfect moment.
What was that moment? What did you do, if I may ask?
I know.
You don't have to share. I don't want to.
No, we talk about it.
Okay, cute.
It's on our, yeah.
Well, that's our wedding. But it was the year.
It was the year prior.
Yeah. He proposed on 11/11/21 and we got married 11/11/22.
Yeah. I don't, it just, yeah.
I always told him, because I knew he was going to like overthink it. I was like, just do it. Well, I don't like grand gestures.
Sure.
Like I like flowers, but I don't like grand gestures.
Yeah.
They make me very uncomfortable, but I was like, just do it one night, like in the house, like after dinner, if it's like, you know, it's been a great day and you feel great, just like do it then. Like I don't need anything. So he basically like took the do it in the kitchen, but like multiplied it times 100.
Amazing.
And I ended up being gone for an event during the day. And he got like a lot of flowers and lined our like entryway from our garage into like our kitchen and just did this whole like beautiful thing. But it was nice because it was at our house and
that was very sweet.
It was the sweetest thing. And it's so funny because I didn't know it was coming then, but I knew like it was going to come at some point because I knew. But I was like hysterically crying. Like I was like like gasping for air, like hands are on my knees. I was like, why am I like I don't know why I like panicked so much.
Yeah, you lost
it was good panic, but he literally, he like walked over. He left his mark as he said.
Yeah, I was like, I was on my mark because we had our friend there and he was like taking photos and stuff.
He was like hiding behind our island, like taking photos.
Yeah, but I'm like standing on the mark waiting for her to walk to me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then we'll do the whole thing there. But she couldn't get to me. She just was like, fell to her like hands and knees and was just like weeping. And then I had to go get her and physically lift her up. And what did I say to you?
He was like, I have some words I have to say to you. Walked me back over. It was so sweet.
That's the good stuff, though. When it's like, God laughs at your plans, right? You can only plan for so much.
I know. No, it was so perfect. I absolutely love this next sponsor. And no, it's not just because of their name, which... I mean, truly is the perfect sponsor. And I know by now you guys have heard me talk a lot about Squeeze.com, but I'm truly so passionate about their juice cleanse. If you're a little skeptical, like I was starting it, I can happily say that it is definitely not as scary as it sounds, because when I first heard juice cleanse, I was terrified. With Squeeze.com, you can choose from a 1 to 7 day long cleanse that includes 5 different flavors of juice a day. My favorite is the coconut, pineapple, spinach, and apple one. The juices not only taste great, but are also so good for you. After my cleanse, I definitely noticed clearer skin and less bloating. Whenever I do juice cleanses, I always just feel clean from the inside out. And there's truly no greater feeling than that. Squeeze.com helped me start my health-focused New Year's resolution off right. If this is something that you're interested in or even just curious about, I highly encourage you to visit squeeze.com for more details and make sure to tell them that we sent you. For same day local delivery or free fast delivery nationwide, you can use code THESQUEEZE at checkout. That's code THESQUEEZE. So I'm sure a lot of you have heard that California got a record amount of rain the last few weeks. And even with the rain, one of our New Year's resolutions was to get outside at least once a day, especially with our dogs, getting our dogs out walking and just trying to get some fresh air. Luckily, our Vessi Everyday Classics make sure our feet stayed nice and dry as we walked through our flooded neighborhood. Not only are they 100% waterproof, but they're also so sleek and stylish. We love a fashionable yet functional shoe. Vessi has an array of stylish, weather-ready, versatile options, including the Weekend, Everyday Classic, and Storm Burst. Their Dymatec technology makes their shoes not just waterproof, but provides a stylish barrier against rain and puddles. Ready to step into the new year with style and confidence? Vessi's got you covered. From chic city walks to adventure treks, find the perfect pair for your lifestyle at Vessi.com/thesqueeze to get 15% off your first order. That's VESSI.com/thesqueeze to get 15% off your first order. So something, as you guys know, that has been a huge part of my mental health journey, Taylor's mental health journey, journeys as individuals and as a couple, has been therapy.
Amen.
And that is why I am so excited to share our next sponsor with you guys, which is Cerebral. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support, 100% online. You'll experience the all new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. I love that Cerebral is 100% online because that means you have no excuse. You have to go.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, oh, I don't have time to go drive. It's too long of a drive. No, you can do it on your lunch break. You can do it before work, after work. And it's honestly just, it's convenient.
Yeah. It's convenient and they have great therapists.
Yeah. And it'll just keep you accountable too. So we highly, highly encourage that you guys check out Cerebral because therapy has just done wonders for us. And we know it'll do the same for you. To get started on your path towards better mental health, Cerebral is giving our listeners 15% off their first month of online therapy, woo-hoo, medication, or both. Get started at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code THESQUEEZE to make 2024 your best year yet. That's Cerebral, Cerebral.com/podcast and use code THESQUEEZE. Offer is only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. See site for details. Get going on that therapy. Was your wife into therapy before you, or
no,
what is your?
That was a really big thing for us to get to that place together.
Okay,
you know, she's very British and very, not to say, I don't know. It's just like it seemed like in her upbringing that was definitely different than mine, you know? So we really, and in a lot of ways, I mean, there's so many things that I've grown from her that were not a part of my upbringing. And that's, you know, I guess a part of any relationship is growing together. And so it's, but she's loves it now. She's like, her therapist is like, you should be a therapist. And I'm like, amazing that she was really not into it first. And now she's obsessed. So.
Do you ever do it together?
We tried one time.
Okay.
But I think we tried it with my therapist and that didn't really work. You know, it needs to be someone that, like, I, at least in my opinion, I feel like it would have been better if it were someone neutral that was just for the two of us.
Got it.
So we just do it individually right now.
Okay.
But I'm down for anything, honestly. So do you guys do it together sometimes?
Yes. We do both.
We see the same person. So.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
We have the same person. But yeah, so especially towards the beginning when we first started, I was such a chicken about it.
Yeah.
I was terrified. I was like, I need you there. So when we started, I wouldn't go alone. And then as I became more and more comfortable and, you know, fell more in love with our therapist and trusted him and, you know, learned what it was like to get down into those things and talk about them, then I was, you know, brave enough to start talking alone.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And then your daughter was born in 2020?
2020, COVID baby. Yeah, literally my wife got pregnant the week of lockdown.
Really?
The week, yeah, which was wild. So I spent all of lockdown. She was pregnant. I binge watched reality TV I'd never watched. Watched a ton of The Bachelor. It was just a wild pregnancy. We had a good time.
Oh my gosh. What like impact on your life did your daughter's birth have on you?
Oh, I mean, it's the best thing in the world. I think the biggest thing I can say is just the appreciation for time and how, you know, it's the cliche of just time is the most valuable commodity any of us have, and choosing it wisely as far as, you know, this day I'm just going to spend with my daughter, because all the cliches of her growing up so fast and all of those are so true. And so just making sure I'm there as much as I can be to just see the little things. Her first walk, I'm so grateful. Like, I wasn't on tour and I saw her walk for the first time and her first words and all that kind of stuff. So it's been amazing to really appreciate time.
Oh, that's so sweet. How is your, cause clearly we do not have children, but, our friends that did not have children and then had children say that, you know, their relationship is like changed, or you know, they had to learn to do some things different. What impact has being a parent had on your guys's relationship?
It got to the worst place of our relationship naturally. I think it's like completely blows everything up, and we're in it together, and you're adjusting, you're not sleeping. It's like at first you're just with each other, so you just prioritize. Now there's this little person who's definitely the priority, but beyond both of you, and now it's better than ever because we respect each other even more. We have grown together. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a better husband because I'm making sure that I am aware of, you know, like I cleaned my first toilet last week, which I know is embarrassing. I really should be cleaning toilets my whole relationship, but now I'm cleaning.
I'm not going to say what Taylor does not understand.
No comment.
I didn't do it till Edie. And it's so funny.
It's never too late. Okay.
It's never too late. And literally that's what she's like the most hype about. She's like telling everybody like, he cleaned the toilets. I've never been more attracted to him. Like, funny. Cool, babe. Now I need to know. That kind of stuff, I'm happy to do it because if it helps, like, you know, anything I can do that helps, like cleaning the house more, doing the dishes more, which again are like silly little things, but they just, it's nice to see the impact. So it's nice to see that we feel like, you know, and she's a part of all of my world. Like, she's in all my music videos and she's always done that. So it's like, the more we can do in our real life together too, the more that stuff means. So
Yeah, that's definitely something we have learned to do because we spend a lot of time together because we do a lot of our work together.
Of course, yeah.
And one of my like goals for this year was to like spend more like intentional time together, like away from everything. I just saw this TikTok that was ABC dating. I took a screenshot of it. I forgot to send it to you. It's basically like every letter of the alphabet is a date.
Cute.
Like is like whatever the date.
Help me here.
Apple picking.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like each.
Got it.
Barnyard bash.
I find for you. That's stupid. Arcade, beach, cinema, drive-in movie, that kind of a thing. It's a man sleeping, but this is literally.
Oh, I love him. I love that dude. We follow each other. That dude's the man.
Oh my gosh, really? Yeah. It popped up on my For You page. It was like the start of a thing, and he literally put, time saved 7 minutes and 53 seconds because this TikTok was really long. So he literally just posted that.
He's the best, dude. I love just thinking about him doing his videos every day, just getting that sleeping pose every day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's a really cute idea though. Yeah. ABC dating.
Yeah. There may be some tricky letters in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Cleaning toilets. C.
Yeah.
I would love Z is sleep.
Oh, that's
yoga for couples. Explore New York City. A new city. I read New York. Dying to go back to New York. We know where my mind is.
I know one of the more challenging things that you've gone through was the real possibility of you potentially losing your voice.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I'd love to talk about that a little bit. When was that and what happened? Was it a sudden thing or was it something you knew was gonna come?
Oh yeah, it rocked my world for sure, especially, you know, given that my whole job is to sing and stuff. But it was going on 5 years ago now.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was kind of all of a sudden. I wasn't aware of it. And it's something I'm a big advocate for singers, et cetera, because I think people don't realize how delicate your instrument is, your voice. And people who speak, you know, a lot of coaches get it too. But yeah, I had a thing, it's called a polyp. And it I was performing way too much at the time. Like I had two projects. I was just on the grind, baby, just doing whatever I could. And I have a lot of, you know, songs with DJs. So I was like doing my full sets and then popping out with a DJ in the middle of the night. Like just thought I was invincible. And I'll never forget, it was in Vegas, that Life is Beautiful festival. Mm-hmm. I popped out with these guys, Galantis. And I get off stage and like, that was it. I felt something. I knew it. Like when you break a bone, I knew I had a blip. Like I couldn't hit a note in my falsetto. And you just know when something's off. And so I went to see a doctor. They like put a scope in your throat and they check your cords. And I had this little thing. It looks like a little bump and it prevents you from, you know, singing properly. And a lot of people, Adele, John Mayer, like you name it, Justin Timberlake, they've all had some sort of vocal issue like this. It's pretty common, but not talked about a lot. So I was silent for 4 months. I was literally learning sign language. I have like an app on my phone.
Oh, you were like actually not
what? Silent. Yeah. Besides, I did a month of touring in the beginning because I thought maybe I can avoid a surgery. So I did the touring and then I wouldn't speak. And it was horrible for my relationship. Like I have this app called Big where I just like write stuff. So she'd be saying something to me and I'd write my response and put it up.
No
and
way.
It was so rough. And so then I get the surgery and then, yeah, I was about a month completely silent again. And then it took me about a year to build back to my strength again. And I've been so, you know, precious with my voice ever since. It's really taught me to just like get scoped normally. And I try to tell all my singer friends, especially the ones that are like getting to these amazing points, like make sure you take care of your instrument, because if you don't have it, then none of this works.
Yeah.
I'm like actually baffled.
Yeah.
That you literally like, how was that like mentally, like not being able to talk?
I feel very grateful that I had never been truly depressed in my life. And that was the first experience of depression for me. And it was,
I would do it.
It was horrible. I mean, again, especially I saw the world. You can't, you know, for anyone that's never experienced, just like if you even try to not talk for one day, it's a really interesting experience. For one, it made me a better listener again, which I'm grateful for. And it made me appreciative of my voice. But just kind of feeling like you're in a bubble outside of real life. Like you're just observing everything and you're not contributing it feels like you're a ghost in a weird way. And that was depressing for sure. And I couldn't do what I loved, which was singing.
Well, that's
so
what
was
I was
going to
ask. Was there ever, I'm sure there was, but was there ever a real moment where you were like thinking I may not be able to go back doing, you know, what I love, the way that I was doing it before?
100%. Right before the surgery, I was trying to avoid, you know, any surgery. You never know what's going to happen. And I went to the best guy in the world. His name is Dr. Zeitels. He did Adele. He did, like, he's like the rock star of the doctor for this. So I felt confident with him. But again, you just don't know. You know, I just was like, I may never sound the same.
Yeah.
And I actually think you know, the positive to all of this was, the negative then was like, yeah, I was so scared. And I was like, what will I do instead? You know, can I get better at something else? Like almost losing the thing that you're the most passionate about is soul crushing. Mm-hmm. But again, the positive on the other side was that I'm so much more healthy with my voice. I go to my coach once a week. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. And her name's Carol Tingle. She's this little 80-year-old woman who I just FaceTime, and she's my little light of my life. And I'm so much more healthy now, which is great. That's, again, that's the best part. But I was, it was horrible. It was the most horrible experience
of
my life.
That's so crazy.
Was there anything that like helped you? I mean, I don't even know how that would be possible, but to like cope with it while you were like going through it, like how did you learn to like did you just get through it once you got your voice back? Was it just kind of like everything was better? Was there like something you were able to kind of implement during that time?
Great question. That was also, was that a point where I was doing therapy? I'm trying to remember. No, maybe that was right before therapy. Well, in the going, getting back to my strength, therapy was a big part of it. Friends. I loved watching Friends. I'd never watched it. Watched all of Friends during the time I was silent.
Really?
Happy memories in my brain for sure. and besides that, again, I think my relationship, I was so grateful for my wife. We went to like the depths of the worst of our relationship. And then I just was so much more appreciative of her, and I felt like we just bonded so much more, and that she was the strength. She was my happiness. So yeah, that's honestly awesome. Friends and my wife. Let's go.
That's a good combo right there.
That's a combo that I enjoy very much.
Well, you have a new single out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Called Stupid in Love.
Stupid in Love.
What? I think I have a good, it's so freaking catchy.
Thanks,
so guys. Catchy, it's annoying. I have, that's what you're going for.
Yes, you know, whatever it takes, baby, as long as it's authentic.
I have a feeling I know, but what inspired the song?
You know, when I remember telling all of our friends that we got engaged 4 months in, and our families, everyone was like, that's pretty stupid. They were like, that's pretty crazy. Are you sure? And it was the only thing that I was so like, there are a few things in my life that I said to myself, yeah, this is 100% it. She's the right person. But yeah, definitely the inspiration was literally that, you know, all the stuff, matching tattoos. We got 4 months into also being dating and stuff. We all the stupidest things that your parents are like, please don't do that. Yeah. Wait a few years. So
you guys are the definition of that,
I guess. So pretty much. And then we figured it out on the other side, but yeah, that's where it came from. And love being the poster people for that, I guess. I'm down for it. So yeah. And then Hyun Jin from Le Sserafim, I sent her the song after I met her, and She was down for it, and she's awesome. So I'm glad she joined it.
Song's so good.
Thank you very much, guys. Congrats. Thanks for making our little cute thing together too.
Oh yeah, anytime.
Check out TikTok for it. Should we head into Lemon 7?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, these are 7 questions that are just, you can rapid fire them. You can go into great detail if you feel compelled.
Okay.
Whatever is speaking to you in the moment. Honey, you want to start us off?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Number 1. What movie or song title best describes your mental health today?
Oh gosh, I'm gonna Beautiful Mind, I guess, that's the first thing that pops in. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that one.
You have definitely not seen that movie.
No, I haven't. Great. I've heard of it though.
Great movie.
I'm like, haven't seen
anything
really. Think when you said that actor earlier, no clue. I don't know anyone.
No judgment here. No judgment at all. I've been watching, like, we've caught up on that Vanderpump Rules show. Never watched it. Ben, the godmother of our child, was like, please catch up. So that's been my life for the last 6 months.
Oh, my gosh. I empathize. I love that.
Everybody's obsessed with the Salt Lake City Housewives one, right?
Oh, yes. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Like a craze right now?
I guess. I don't know. I can't do it all. I feel like I'm going to lose.
There's
my
a lot life. Of housewives.
Yeah.
So many.
The Salt Lake City one I've heard is pretty spectacular, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Number 2 is, how open are you with people in your life when struggling?
Maybe too open sometimes.
Okay.
Yes. Very open.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
All right. Number 3. If you could follow only 3 social media accounts.
Oh, my God.
Across all platforms, but only 3 social media accounts. Which accounts would those be?
Okay, I'm just going to say, first off, Dr. Miami. Not sure if you guys know. Spectacular cinematic universe of Dr. Miami.
Is that
very
the
inspired
plastic
by him.
Surgeon guy?
Yes, yes.
What?
Incredible cinematic universe.
Wait, is that the guy that came out and said that he did like Matt Rife's
filler? I don't know if that's the case. Can't speak to that, but I will say his world. I think Santini is her name, the social media manager. They're just, what they're doing over there, magnificent. Very
beautiful.
Inspiring.
Wow. Okay, I gotta check this
very
out.
Very inspiring.
That's the first one. let me think. Shoot. Ella, hit me with 2 more. What else in my brain? What'd you say? I was going to say Emily. I'm glad you said that. Emily, my wife. I'm going to say my wife.
Oh, that's a good.
She's the best. Love her. Love seeing what she's doing. It's great.
Oh, would the 3rd be that guy? The sleepy guy?
The sleepy guy?
The TikTok one?
I mean, probably not, but also like respect. He's great. He's great. I don't want to, he said 3. Oh gosh. I want it to be like a good one in my brain. Shoot. 3. Oh man.
Is there like, who's the funniest? Oh, the Knicks.
The Knicks? Yeah, sure. I am. Anytime the Knicks win, I'm first comment. I'm like,
really?
New comment. York forever, whatever. So let's just say that. Yeah, sure.
Perfect.
And true, when I don't watch games, I'm looking for the highlights, the clips.
Yeah.
Great job, guys. Okay. Thank you for the help there. I appreciate it. And thank you, Ella.
I'm going to go follow Dr. Miami now.
Yeah, I definitely got to check it
out.
It's
remarkable. I don't even know how he's like doing surgeries, because they're doing so many amazing TikToks.
I think I've seen it on my For You page before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad I could get everybody into Dr. Miami's universe.
So good. Number 4 is, what is your favorite form of self-care?
Ooh, great question. I love getting, therapy, I'd say. And then the second one is just a real nice bath with a nice face mask, you know, some candles lit.
He's been getting into the baths.
I get it now. For so long, I didn't get it. I was like, people that were just obsessed with baths. I'm like, I just do a shower, like get it over with. I didn't get the whole experience. But recently I've hurt my back.
Yes.
And it has forced me to have to do baths because, you know, you do like the Epsom salt and everything and it really helps.
Yes.
But I get it now.
You do one like almost every day.
I'm sold. Yeah. Like my sister does two a day. And I'm like, you're crazy.
Oh, good for
how
her.
How do you even, like, it's, but I get it. I kind of wish I was doing two a day.
Yeah.
I've become a bath guy very recently.
I'm really delighted that I'm going to send you some of my favorite bath salts. Oh. I know you're one of us.
Yes.
It'll change your life. Yes. Spectacular.
I need it.
Yes.
That's so good.
All right. Number five. What would you say is the most misunderstood thing about you?
Oh, that's a good question.
I know. I always struggle with this one because I'm like, I don't know. What do people think about me?
Yeah. Shoot. I don't know. Have you ever
like misconception?
I'm a short king, I'd say. Maybe that's a weird way to answer it, but like maybe I give off the presence that I'm much taller on stage and stuff. So I get often, unless I address it myself, when people meet me in their person, they're like, wow, you're a short king. You're so short.
I get the
same
thing.
And I'm always just like, I'm not hiding it, you know? So I guess that is the most misunderstood. I'm always like, I'm doing TikToks with tall people. I'm trying to let you guys know what you can expect, you know? So not too deep, but that's good.
That.
My videographer, Miles, in the room, he's 6'3". You know, us as a pair everywhere we go, 5'6", 6'3". Just lets people know.
Lets them know. That's good. Number six is, who has had the most positive impact on your mental health?
My wife, for sure. Ooh, I love my wife, but she's that's a Chance the Rapper reference. Sorry, I do though. She honestly, she's such a boss and she just really has made me accept and love myself the most and be a better version of myself. And I hope I do the same for her. And so all the way her.
Love that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Sweet.
I'm glad that you and your wife found each other. Number seven. If you could go back to one moment in your life, what moment would that be and what would you say to yourself?
Whoa. I would say, funny enough, pre-surgery for my voice, I just wasn't appreciative of the present moments. I was always thinking about, this is cool, but when I'm at this next stage, I'll be happy. All of those classic cliches.
Yeah.
And I would say I would go back to that version of myself and just say, like, enjoy each step of this journey. Like, stop taking it for granted or being ashamed that you're not in the arena or the stadium or all this stuff yet. Just be appreciative of each step. So I think that I would have been a much happier, younger version of myself.
Yeah, it's very true.
That's good advice.
For all of us.
Yeah. Well, this has been so fun. Thank you for being so, like, open and honest. And honestly, just, like, so relatable.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like a lot of people are going to listen to this and they're gonna be like, oh, like, I feel hurt. Like, that is me. Like, it's really cool that, you know, as, like, a male, you are so open about it, because there's definitely, that's a stigma that I'm very passionate about is men's mental health. So I love that you're so open and honest about it.
It's really cool.
It's been a pleasure. It's like, we just met and I feel so bonded. So
I know.
Thank you guys.
Film some TikToks.
I'm sending you some bath salts. We're going to have a great,
I love it. We're going to leave a link down below to check out your new album, Love in Stereo, and your new single, Stupid in Love. So excited for you
and
for everyone to hear it.
Thanks, Max.
Pleasure. Keep squeezing, baby.
Keep squeezing.
Squeeze out.
Thank you so much for squeezing us into your day. Please be sure to rate, review, and follow our pod and check out full episodes on YouTube.
You can follow me at Taylor Lautner, my lovely wife at Tay Lautner. Check out The Squeeze on Instagram at The Squeeze. And also give a little glance and a follow to Lemons by Tay. That's at Lemons by Tay on Instagram and lemonsbytay.com.
And also be sure to email us, lautner.thesqueezepodcast@gmail.com, if you guys have any questions, any guests you'd like to see. But most importantly, please continue to talk about your journey with those around you and send our show to a friend that you think could use a little extra squeeze in their life.
Absolutely. Toodles magoodles, everyone.
Magoodles.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.